The call went for all hands out because of the risk of a stampede in the storm. The men watched the cattle nervously as the sky opened up with a tremendous crack. The lightning touched down somewhere within the herd, and that was all it took. The cattle stampeded through the rainy, flashing darkness as all men rode out, desperately trying to bring the terrified cattle under control. Roosevelt would later write, quote, "The men were shouting and swaying in their saddles, darting to and fro with reckless speed, utterly heedless of danger, racing to the threatened point, checking and wheeling their horse so sharply as to bring them square on their haunches. The din of the thunder was terrific. Peal following peal until they mingled in one continuous roar, and at every thunderclap louder than before, the cattle would try and break away." End quote. Roosevelt was galloping full speed through the rainy darkness with the crazed cattle all around him. The stampeding cattle were like a dark river flowing by him, and then he heard splashing. Roosevelt's glasses were a mess, and in the nighttime rain he was blind and only dimly aware he was close to the Little Missouri when his horse plunged through the air. Roosevelt had a sensation of falling through space as he splashed into water. The Little Missouri flowed around him, and the cattle were white splashes as he hung onto the horse, fighting the current. Manitou struggled to the shore, only to become mired in quicksand. Roosevelt dug in his spurs, and they finally climbed the far bank. The stampede, like a crazed flowing torrent, was now up over the far side. Roosevelt galloped over a terrain of gullies and washouts and pitfalls. He was bent over the neck of his horse and several times almost fell off as the horse lost its footing. A pitfall appeared and the horse somersaulted over again with Roosevelt thrown clear. But he got up and remounted and continued on, working with the other men to curb the stampeding cattle. This went on through the night, and at one point Roosevelt saw a cowboy riding beside him who then vanished like a phantom. Men and cattle were mixed up all over the Badlands. Lincoln Lang would later say, quote, "The country was muddy and wet. We were having a heavy rain all night. I don't know how we ever got through. All we had was lightning flashes to go by. It was really one of the worst mix-ups I ever saw." End quote. When day came, Roosevelt was wet and exhausted and not even sure where he was. The cattle had been turned back toward the camp, and he came upon the cowboy who had appeared the night before with his saddle in hand. Apparently, his horse had hit a tree and died. Roosevelt finally reached the camp and grabbed a quick breakfast and a fresh horse, and then was out again to find the cattle still missing from the stampede. It was another 10 hours in the saddle before he would return again, and then it was just to grab some grub and another horse. By the end, Roosevelt was in the saddle over 40 hours. He crawled under his wet, sodden blankets and slept like a dead man. The new cowboy would later write of the dangers in that night of the stampede. Quote, "No matter how rough the ground or how pitchy black the night, the cowboys must ride for all there is in them and spare neither their own nor their horses' necks. The riding in these night stampedes is wild and dangerous to a degree, especially if a man gets caught in the rush of beasts." End quote. Again, here was Roosevelt the daredevil cheating death. Maybe it was because he was a small man and very young. Maybe it was just his destiny to have these adventures and emerge unscathed. But no matter what the reason, he survived. The dangers were real, as evidenced by his next adventure, just days after the stampede. Because of the storm, the river had risen to the point where the log bridge that cowboys used to cross was underwater. Roosevelt was riding with a young Englishman who had come to sample the life of the West but was not faring well. They crossed the submerged bridge, which promptly fell apart, and the riders were tossed into the swirling, rushing water. Roosevelt clung to his horse and made his way to the shore, but the Englishman panicked.
"I'm drowning! I'm drowning!" he called.
It was a scene straight out of a Western. Roosevelt took his lasso and, even though he wasn't very good with the rope, managed to lasso the Englishman around the shoulders and haul him in like a lost steer. Roosevelt later remarked, quote, "He did not seem very thankful," end quote.